The content of this program is intended for people who are blind, have low vision, or print disabilities. Hello, I'm Doris Hyde for the North Carolina Reading Service. For the next half hour, I will be presenting the latest vision news. Today's vision news is underwritten by the Apex Lions Club, serving the community since 1937 by providing services and financial support for people who are blind, have low vision, or print disabilities. To learn more about the services provided by the Apex Lions Club, go to apexlions.org. First up, from the National Organization of Parents of Blind Children, NOPBC, via their Facebook group. Posted by Dave Steele, Steele, the Blind Poet. Important message. Once you've read this poem, please hit the share button to help share this important message. This is a way to educate others and break the misconceptions surrounding blindness. You don't look blind. You don't look blind, you say to me, your head now tilted curiously. You're making eye contact just fine, so tell me, are you really blind? I smile and nod, take in your tone, a voice I've heard, not yours alone. Not every blind eye stares at black, some still see shapes, some bring sight back. Some catch the light in fleeting ways, some fade and shift in ghost-like haze. But blindness isn't just a shade, it's how the world begins to fade. But how'd you get here on your own? You walked so fast, just like you've known each step by heart. Don't blind folks trip? You move without a cane or grip. I've memorized this path for years. Each crack, each turn, it reappears. My feet recall what eyes forgot, like echoes from a silhouette. And when I use my cane, it's there to help, not prove the world's unfair. Some blind folks run, some dance alive. With tools in place, we learn to thrive. But you can read. I saw you glance down at your phone like happenstance. You typed so fast. Explain to me. How can you do that if you can't see? My phone will speak. My fingers glide across the screen where words reside. My ears now read what eyes let go. My hands have learnt the shapes to know. And books, they talk, they spell, they braille. A different way, but tell the tale. Then why not use a cane each day? Or get a dog to lead the way? I've seen the ones who truly can't. They have those things. They don't recant. Because this choice is mine, not theirs. Some walk alone, some take the stairs. Some fear the stairs, the whispered chat, the judgment lurking just like that. The world's unkind to those who show a cane, a need, a step too slow. So some will fold it, hide it fast, and act as sighted until they crash. I never knew, you say, subdued. Your voice now soft, no longer crude. I only asked. I meant no harm. I didn't see beyond the charm. But now you do, I say, at last. For blindness is not just one cast. It's color, contrast, dark and light. It's hidden pain. It's fear in sight. It's learning ways to move, to cope. It's falling down, then choosing hope. So the next time that you try to find a way to judge, please keep in mind, there's more than one way to be blind. And there are hashtags for the blind poet. Hashtag you don't look blind. Hashtag blind not broken. Hashtag more than meets the eye. Hashtag disability awareness. Hashtag end the stigma. Hashtag different not less. Also posted on the NOPBC group from Savvy Services for the Blind. That's spelled S-A-A-V-I, Services for the Blind. Savvy's summer is filled with a plethora of opportunities and ways of learning. Hopefully one of these many options will fit your needs. Pictured, light green image of student rock climbing in the background. Savvy Services for the Blind is excited to offer several summer activities and learning opportunities for students of all ages, elementary through college. If you are interested in learning more, please visit www.saavi.us or reach out to us at getsavvy@savvy.us. NFB STEM 2U, STEM number 2, capital U. April 5th in Phoenix and April 26th in Tucson. NFB STEM 2U brings a full day of accessible STEM lessons and activities to blind youth, providing non-visual tools and techniques that help students of all ages across the country explore and pursue STEM education and careers. STEM 2U will be taking place from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on April 5th at Savvy Services for the Blind's Phoenix Center, 2920 North 7th Street, And on April 26th at Savvy Services for the Blind's Tucson Center, 3350 East Grant Road. The NF Bell Bell Academy, May 26th through June 6th, Monday through Friday. The NFB Braille Enrichment for Literacy and Learning Academy is a summer program that prepares blind and low-vision children to grow into confident and independent blind people who live the lives they want. Bell will be taking place Monday through Friday from 8:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. May 26th through June 6th at both our Tucson and Phoenix centers. Extended School Year, ESY, June 9 through June 27th. We offer extended summer opportunities to students in Maricopa County area. We will support your students in maintaining all the skills they learned during the school year and even get a head start at conquering all their academic and blindness-related goals for their future. ESY will be taking place Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. June 9th to through June 27th, 2025. Genius Program, June 22 through June 27th in Phoenix. We are excited to offer a brand new week-long overnight camp for middle school-age children 11 to 15. This is a residential program based in Phoenix, Arizona, and we can accept middle school students from anywhere. In this program, we will engage your student in hands-on activities across the science, technology, engineering, and mathematics fields. Ready, Set, Go, June 8th through as late as August 2nd. Our annual summer camp in Tucson offers blind and low vision high school and college bound students from anywhere in the nation an enriching experience that will help prepare them for a future without limits. Skill Up for summer, June through as late as the end of August. Our Skill Up College Seminar is an 8 to 12 week residential program in our Phoenix, Arizona Training Center. We will work with you to brush up your existing skills to invigorate you and your confidence for the coming semester. You will also attend the National Federation of the Blind's National Convention in New Orleans to put those skills to the test. There was no contact information in that post, but there is in this one. Savvy Services for the Blind, Ready, Set, Go. It is time for Ready, Set, Go summer camps, which means living without limits. Text Ready, Set, Go, Live Without Limits. Take part in the Ready, Set, Go summer camp experience. Our annual summer camp in Tucson offers blind and low vision high school and college bound students an enriching experience that will help to prepare them for future without limits. Ready, Set, Go, Build Your Future. Building a future without limits starts today by contacting Roxanne Torres, T-O-R-R-E-S, at R-T-O-R-R-E-S at SAAVI.us. Call 520-795-1331, extension 246-520-336-4586. Ready, Set, Go Camp Sessions. Our team has designed three in-person great in-person options for campers and busy families to choose from this summer. Get ready, June 8 to June 28, Intro to Independence through Non-Visual Skills and Confidence Building. Get set, June 8 through July 19, Continuing Non-Visual Skills Training. This also includes paid work experience and a trip to New Orleans, Louisiana for the National Federation of the Blind Convention. Let's go, June 8 to August 2. All of the wonderful experiences already stated, plus college-focused sessions, including a visit to Arizona universities or trade schools. Ready, Set, Go. Make lifelong friends. Summer campers will get to play, work, and live in Tucson student apartments alongside their peers. With our support, campers will gain the confidence to prepare meals together, go on adventures, and enjoy the freedom that come from understanding their full potential. Ready, Set, Go. Live without limits. Blind and low-vision high school and college-bound students deserve a future without limits. We believe in their full potential and provide a supportive and encouraging environment in which they will learn non-visual skills and gain the self-confidence needed to achieve their dreams. Using a white cane will result in the ability to go anywhere and do any type of work your student can dream up. Whether your student is considering a rural college or a busy urban environment in their future, our training approach will prepare them for success. Your student will become well-rounded in their technology skills by learning things like JAWS, TalkBack, VoiceOver, and so much more. Cooking and cleaning skills are key parts of the ability to learn an independent and rewarding life. Non-visual skills that will aid in a student's ability to care for themselves, regardless of their visual acuity, and will make them more capable to adjusting to life outside of the family home. Reading and writing fluency through Braille is essential to keeping up with college-level academics and is the greatest link to meaningful employment in the future. Other activities include the opportunity to make lifelong friends, rock climb, swim, zip line, sing and dance, network with positive Braille role models, attend sporting events, theater and movies, and gain meaningful work and volunteer experience. There's more on the NFB webpage about NFB STEM2U. Who should attend? This program is designed for blind and low vision students who are curious about STEM and looking for a fun tailored program for blind students. Would benefit from hands-on non-visual skills training led by blind role models. Have always wanted to conduct their own science experiments with friends. Explore, experiment, excel. The theme of 2025 is all about the scientific method. Join us as we conduct hands-on accessible experiments at participating affiliates, using observation, prediction, and testing to solve real-world problems. Fun with physics. Experiment with ingredient combinations to see which ones make a plastic bag explode the fastest, and discover which chemicals can inflate a balloon. Chemical curiosity. Explore the science behind chemical reactions. Learn the difference between exothermic, heat-producing, and endothermic, cooling, reactions. Build and innovate. Get creative by constructing a battery-operated mini-fan or designing a rubber band-powered mini-car. Unleash your inner inventor. Engineering challenges. Test your skills in buoyancy and material science. What materials will keep an object floating? Dive into problem solving and design. These are just a few of the exciting experiments you will explore as we elevate our STEM learning together. STEM is for everyone. Let us show you how accessible and engaging it can be. Registration. The NFB STEM2U registration is now open for NFB affiliates with available program dates. There are none in North Carolina. Additional affiliates listed below are planning to host NFB STEM2U programs. For specific program details, please visit their web pages and check back soon for updates on more program dates are finalized. Alabama has yet to schedule. Arizona, April 5th and April 26th. Illinois, August 23rd, Louisiana, March 28th, Maryland, May 3rd, Michigan, June 28th, Missouri, August 2nd, Nevada, May 24th, New Jersey hasn't scheduled yet, Ohio has not scheduled yet, Oregon, June 7th, Utah, June 28th, and Washington, I don't know if that's the state or D.C., May 3rd. Support. Due to the generous donation from General Motors, GM, blind students across the country will learn fundamental non-visual tools and techniques they can use to pursue further education and careers in STEM. The members of the NFB are extremely grateful for this gift from General Motors, which will truly help blind students live the lives they want. And there's a logo for General Motors and more information. If you have any questions, please email stem@nfb.org or call 410-659-9314, extension 2418. Is the U.S. finally going to get accessible money? From the federalregister.gov. Agency Information Collection Activities. Submission for OMB Review. Comment Request. Bureau of Engraving and Printing Information Collection Request. Written comments and recommendations for the proposed information collection should be sent within 30 days of publication of this notice to www.reginfo.gov/public/do/PRMAIN. Find this particular information collection by selecting currently under 30-day review, open for public comment, or by using the search function. Copies of submissions may be obtained from Melody Braswell by emailing PRA@treasury.gov, calling 202-622-1035, or reviewing the entire information collection request at www.reginfo.gov. Supplementary Information, Bureau of Engraving and Printing, BEP. Title, Generic Clearance for Meaningful Access Information Collections. OMB Control Number 1520-0009. Type of review, extension without change. Description. A court order was issued in American Council of the Blind versus Paulson, P-A-U-L-S-O-N. Case 591F.SUPP.2nd, number 1, and in parentheses D.D.C.2008. ACB versus Paulson. Requiring the Department of the Treasury and BEP to provide meaningful access to United States currency for blind and other visually impaired persons, which steps shall be completed in connection with each denomination of currency, not later than the date when a redesign of that denomination is next approved by the Secretary of the Treasury. In compliance with the court's order, BEP intends to meet with blind and visually impaired persons and request their feedback about tactile features that BEP is considering for possible incorporation into the next U.S. paper currency design redesign. BEP employees will attend national conventions and conferences for disabled persons, as well as focus groups and other meetings. At those gatherings, BEP employees will invite blind and visually impaired persons to provide feedback about certain tactile features being considered for inclusion in future United States currency paper designs. In the past, BEP contracted with specialists in the field of tactile acuity to develop a methodology for collecting the feedback. This same or substantially similar methodology will be used to continue this information collection. Over the next 3 years, the BEP anticipates undertaking a variety of new information collection activities related to BEP's continued efforts to provide meaningful access to U.S. paper currency for blind and visually impaired persons. Following standard OMB requirements for each information collection that BEP proposes to undertake under this generic clearance, the OMB will be notified at least 2 weeks in advance and provided with a copy of the information collection instrument, along with supportive materials. The BEP will only undertake a new collection if the OMB does not object to the BEP's proposal. No forms, affected public, individuals and households, businesses and other for-profits, and not-for-profit institutions. Estimated number of respondents, 650. Frequency of response, one occasion. Estimated total number of annual responses, 650. Estimated time per response, 60 minutes. Estimated total annual burden hours, 650 hours. Print page 10995. Authority 44 USC 3501 and sequential. Signed Melody Braswell, BRASWELL, Treasury PRA Clearance Officer. From ACB.org, Federal Appeals Court affirms ACB's victory in nationwide disability rights class action against Quest Diagnostics for use of inaccessible touchscreen kiosks. Last week, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals in California affirmed ACB's trial victory against Quest Diagnostics. In 2023, following a week-long bench trial in Los Angeles, a federal court in California had found Quest Diagnostics in violation of the Americans with Disabilities Act and enjoined Quest from continuing to violate the ADA. Quest appealed that decision. Beginning in 2016, Quest Diagnostics began to install self-service kiosks at its patient service centers, which allow patients to, among other things, check in for phlebotomy appointments in a private and independent manner. Following complaints from ACB's members that these kiosks, as designed, prevent people who are blind from accessing their services, ACB joined a civil rights complaint in federal court, alleging that Quest's kiosks deprived members of the blind community full and equal enjoyment of Quest services and failed to provide effective communication. In 2023, the court ruled in favor of ACB and a nationwide class of blind and low vision Quest patients. The court found that Quest violated Title III of the ADA in that Quest failed to effectively communicate with its blind patients regarding Quest services and facilities. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals has now affirmed that judgment. Self-service kiosks are increasingly used in many aspects of daily public life, said Scott Thornhill, executive director for the American Council of the Blind. This appellate victory, upholding the court's decision that Quest violated the ADA and that the check-in services of these kiosks must be accessible to people who are blind, is another significant step towards ensuring that the rights to full and equal enjoyment and effective communication are protected. Deb Cook Lewis, L-E-W-I-S, president of the American Council of the Blind, added, "Although the ADA is more than 30 years old, people who are blind are still forced to fight for full and equal access to health care. This judgment and appellate result sends a clear message that effective communication is required by law, and health care providers must ensure access for people with disabilities." Posted March 6, 2025. From TravelAndLeisure.com, how blind travelers navigate the globe. These blind travelers see the world in ways beyond the visual. For people with low vision, travel can be a feast for the other senses. In 2018, Edith LeMay, L-E-M-A-Y, and Sébastien Pelletier, P-E-L-L-E-T-I-E-R, learned that three of their four children were losing their vision because of retinitis pigmentosa, RP, a progressive, incurable retinal disease. "I have RP as well. I was diagnosed a bit later than the LeMay-Pelletier kids when I was a teenager. And today in middle age, I've got a fraction of the vision I used to." The hardest part with the diagnosis was the inaction, LeMay says, near the beginning of Blink, a new documentary about the family. LeMay met with a specialist who told her that in the absence of a cure, the best thing for her to do was to build up her children's storehouse of mental images. The specialist suggested that the family page through an illustrated encyclopedia together to look at the pictures of elephants and giraffes, LeMay recalled, so that when they go blind, at least they'll have an image of what that looks like. But why look at pictures of giraffes, LeMay thought, when the real thing is more indelible? The family, who live in Montreal, had always wanted to travel the world, and now they had an urgent motivator. "Let's go all in and fill their visual memory with as many beautiful things as we can," she said. Blink follows the family's journey to 15 countries, hopscotching across a grid of Instagram-bright images, trekking at dawn in the Himalayas, camel rides in Egypt, whitewater rafting in the Amazon River Basin. National Geographic produced the film, and the family's trip is perfectly in line with that brand's hunger for vivid, glossy, full-color panoramas. "Do you think even if you couldn't see, you'd be able to enjoy a place like this?" LeMay asks her daughter Mia as they watch a hazy but dazzling orange sunset over White Desert National Park in Egypt. The question reveals the prejudice lurking beneath it. "How could you enjoy it?" It's a question blind travelers get all the time, and I wish that instead of a specialist, LeMay had sought out some actual blind people to learn about experiencing the world through four senses. She could have, for instance, picked up a sense of the world, how a blind man became history's greatest traveler, by Jason Roberts. It's a biography of James Holman, who in 1832 became the first blind man to circumnavigate the globe. Holman's adventures are brimming with sensory detail, from the melting metal tip of his cane as he summits a very active Mount Vesuvius, to the furtive kisses he bestows upon a Kyrgyz maiden, that's spelled K-Y-R-G-Y-Z, during a bone-rattling, horse-drawn sprint across the frozen Russian steppes. "I am constantly asked, what is the use of traveling to one who cannot see?" Holman wrote in his memoirs. "The picturesque in nature, it is true, is shut out from me, but perhaps this very circumstance affords a stronger zest to curiosity." Holman argues that his blindness forces him to make a more close and searching examination of details, conversations with strangers, and an attunement to cultural differences than the average sighted traveler who, he writes, might satisfy himself by the superficial view. The Blink parents' decision to respond to the fear, powerlessness, and heartbreak they feel in the face of their children's diagnosis is understandable. In a hypervisual society that centers sight as the focus of all knowledge and experience, from the astronomer's telescope to the lover's gaze, why wouldn't they mourn the impending loss of sight, and, like the terminal patient, plunge themselves into the best the visual world has to offer before they fall into the unknown chasm of blindness? But looking at their trip from the perspective of a blind person, the family's response to the diagnosis sends a troubling message to their children. And in the face of the explosion of media interest their story generated, to the wider world. The title of LeMay's new book about her trip, Plein yeux, in English, roughly fill their eyes, offers a neat summary of their mission. But this imperative frames blindness as a visual death sentence and turns their trip into a sort of death row last meal. Monica Minkara, an assistant professor of bioengineering at Northeastern University, has been blind from childhood. In 2019, she created Planes, Trains, and Canes, a YouTube series that follows her solo journeys around the world, including trips to Manila, Johannesburg, and Tokyo. "The whole premise of my show is that you don't need your eyesight to see the world," she told me. In her series, Minkara enlists a sighted friend to follow her with a camera and gives her strict rules not to intervene. The videos offer a rare and visceral look at how a blind person travels independently. Like the journeys of any traveler, Minkara's are a patchwork of well-laid plans and abundant contingencies, including helpful and frequently well-meaning but decidedly unhelpful strangers, lucky guesses, wrong turns, and delightful surprises. Minkara, wearing her hijab with a white cane in one hand and pulling a huge roller bag with the other, is clearly exhausted and frustrated in some situations, but she maintains an unflappable, wry, and ultimately open and joyful attitude toward the people and places she encounters. "I'm a curious person," she told me. "I explore the world through my science, and I also do it by traveling." Like Holman, Minkara sees her blindness as a motivator to engage more deeply with the places she visits. "We live in the age of Instagram," she said. "People are always snapping pictures, posting shots of a mountain, but what differentiates one mountain from another? Honestly, it's the stories. It's only when you interact with people, learning about their lives and the history of a place, that the landscape comes into relief." Tom Babinski, B-A-B-I-N-S-Z-K-I, who's been blind since birth, for years worked for IBM, where his job required traveling the world to train colleagues. "My guide, Doug, has been to 13 countries," he told me, "and he's been to around 30. He now runs a consultancy and has a newsletter, Even Grounds, dedicated to inclusive and accessible travel for blind people. Like Minkara, he loves the social aspect of travel. I always find the people more interesting than anything else," he told me. But he also revels in his other senses. Taste is important. On a trip to India, he was so enamored of the food at his hotel that he ate breakfast twice a day. And above all, touch. Each time IBM sent him his itinerary, he'd immediately find out if there was a local coin museum or coin club he could visit in his time off. "I've touched millions of dollars worth of gold and silver," he said with pride. 3,000-year-old currency, blocks of silver, beaver skin, everything anyone has ever paid with. Despite the message that the headlines about the LeMay Pelletier family sends to the world about blindness, their trip does offer something of deep value. It will instill in their children a spirit of exploration they'll share with the Holman, Babinski, Minkara, and generations of other blind travelers who preceded and will follow them. I ran out of time for this week's Vision News. I'm Doris Hyde, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. Today's episode is underwritten by the Apex Lions Club, serving the community since 1937, by providing services and financial support for people who are blind, have low vision, or print disabilities. To learn more about the services provided by the Apex Lions Club, go to apexlions.org. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind, have low vision, or print disabilities. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. Call 919-538-4444.